Hello, I am Jane Pratt, and I'm joined by Tim Peters to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. We will start with Information Desk and a message to Eileen Wood. Thank you for your message, Eileen. We are delighted that you are receiving your recordings and hope that you can continue to enjoy them.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, Magpie Road, Norwich, NR31JH. Held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 973216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Norwich Creative Writing Group is very friendly and open to all styles of writing. The cost is £4 per session and meets between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the third Tuesday of the month at the Bradbury Centre. The next meeting is on Tuesday, 19th of April.
Book now for Les Miserables on Thursday, the 8th of September at 2:30 p.m. with audio description and touch tour. This brilliant new staging has taken the world by storm and has been hailed by Les Mis for the 21st century, with scenery inspired by the paintings of Victor Hugo and the magnificent score of Les Miserables. Tickets are £64. This includes a sighted companion ticket if required. To book, call Mark or Helen by Friday, the 29th of July.
Norwich City Council are doing a survey on Citizen Magazine and would like some feedback on how you get your news on City Council services. The link is norwich.gov.uk/citizen survey until the 29th of April.
A group approved to write planning policy for the North City area. At a Norwich City Council cabinet meeting on the 6th of April, a group was formally designated as a neighbourhood planning body for the Norwich over the Wensum area. This decision allows local residents and workers to write a plan setting out what they'd like to see built in the area, a role that can normally only be performed by the City Council, using rules set out in the Localism Act of 2011. The decision is a milestone for the Now Neighbourhood Forum, which is now able to proceed to gather evidence to feed into the plan and start writing policy. Now NF will be engaging the community more widely over the coming weeks as the forum continues its outreach and engagement with residents, as well as asking what local businesses feel would benefit the area economically. Anyone living in the area who think that they may be interested in membership, being supporters, or want to be kept informed are invited to get in touch, particularly those who rent in the area or are business people, to help improve the representative balance of the forum. More information can be found on the forum's website, norwichoverthewensum.org.uk.
This information is only for those who use a smart speaker to listen to their Chatterbox content. So please skip to the end of this track if you don't use a smart speaker. If you find that your smart speaker commands no longer work properly, this is because the old skill has been removed and replaced with a new one. Try doing the following. As usual, we use the A word so as not to trigger your device when you play this. A word, disable my talking newspaper. Then unplug your Echo device, leave it for a minute and plug it back in again. It will take a minute or so to find the Wi-Fi and restart. Then say, "A word, open talking newspaper." A word should reply with something like, "Welcome to your talking newspaper skill. Please say the name of the city or a newspaper or name of a town." To this prompt, you have four possible responses: Chatterbox Weekly, Chatterbox Magazine, Chatterbox Chat Around, Chatterbox Let's Talk. In some cases, the disabling won't work, and it will be necessary to manually disable the old skill using the A Word app on a phone, tablet, or computer. If you find your commands are not working and you are unable to do this, or find someone who can do it for you, contact us on 01603 765 365 or by email, and we will get in touch with you to fix it as soon as we can.
We'd be delighted to hear from listeners who use smart speakers to learn about your experience with this technology. If you can call us or email us to tell us how you're getting on, we really will be pleased, because we can't improve our services without feedback from you. That's all for Information Desk this week, so I'll ask Jane to introduce our fourth set of news stories.